Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Greetings and good morning, all of our listeners in radio land, podcast land, and any other land you might be in, catching the Buckeye Advisor and our most recent episode that we are doing today. My name is Woody Bowling, and I am the Buckeye Advisor, therefore the name of the program. And I want to welcome in right away, without any further ado, Mr. Matt McClure. Matt is our producer as well as co-host, who consistently brings a Robin to my Batman, and I couldn't be more happy to have Matt here today. Welcome, Matt. How are you? I hope you had a great week.
I am doing great, Woody. I hope you've had a great week as well. I'm here in Vegas because I've been at the Medicarians Conference, which I know is something with Medicare being such a big part of what you do, something that you're familiar with. But yeah, no, it's been absolutely great. And I'm happy to be here to be your Robin, although I do have sometimes a hard time squeezing into the costume. But other than that, It's good.
Well, you know, I don't wear the Batman often, those darn tights. I'm not fond of seeing myself in those either. So, but let's move on. It's a big weekend for me personally. My twin daughters are turning 27 this weekend. Wow. On Sunday. As people may know, or if you don't know, we air on 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton, each Saturday morning at 10 until 11. We re-air that program on Sundays from 9 to 10. The station was gracious enough to give us that replay each week. Podcast, wherever you're available on podcast to listen, please look up the Buckeye Advisor, and that's with an O-R. My girls are 27 on Sunday the 30th. Beautiful daughters inside and out. So proud of both of them. One is a registered nurse. The other is a self-employed cosmetologist who does an amazing job with hair. She's just talented beyond belief. And then also my niece, who is 23, is graduating from nursing school this weekend in Cincinnati. So that's an exciting achievement for her. So Matt, you know, God bless those nurses. I just couldn't do it. Oh my gosh. And I've had some time in the hospital in the last couple of years with both of my parents, and God love them. Those nurses, aides and nurses, they are called to do what they do. Many of them are. And there's so many good ones. It's unfortunate there's a few bad ones that kind of ruin the reputation at times. But I think those people love humanity and they really care.
Yeah, they absolutely do. You know, the few times that I've had to, go to the hospital for any reason myself, or if, you know, I had a loved one or whoever that was there, boy, I tell you, they, I have so much respect for anybody in the healthcare profession, especially the nurses who are really kind of the boots on the ground dealing with everybody every day. It takes a special kind of person. So yeah, congratulations there to your niece, your other daughter, and your other daughter, who's the cosmetologist as well. Boy, my mom actually, before she retired, was a cosmetologist for many years. So I know how difficult that job can be as well, in a completely different way. So congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're always trying. You get the pressure of making people look better. So, you know, it was an interesting week this week in the stock market. I always want to touch on that usually every show for a moment or two. A big earnings week with some big names led by no less than Microsoft and Alphabet. Alphabet is the parent company of Google, as most people know. They also own YouTube, the number one and number two search engines in the world, basically. So Alphabet knows a thing or two about technology. So does Microsoft. And both had pleasant earnings announcements this week, which helped the NASDAQ index rebound from some early week carnage. I will use that word because investors are nervous. People are looking. This show, you know, each week we talk about things that we can help people do to gear towards a good retirement. And, you know, I'm glad that we do that. But people are looking for things with some certainty, some guarantees. Most people don't mind a little bit of risk, but as tendency is, as people get older, they want to reduce their risk, and it makes complete sense to do that. You don't want to be full on stock market risk as you get older and into your 60s and beyond. You definitely want to take care of that and use smart risk and smart safe strategies that we talk about each week. So an interesting week in the market, as every week is. Technology is continuing to drive the NASDAQ index. We did see some positive reactions midweek there. So we shall see that we're going to hear in the near future what the Federal Reserve is doing as far as the next rate increase, if there will be one. I think most people agree there will be one of 25 basis points or a quarter point at least. After that, that's the big question. What happens next? Will they just hang tight for a while? I think that's probably what most people are expecting. And, you know, Matt, history says that when the Fed stops raising rates, and we've been doing this for 16 months with the Federal Reserve raising rates at the fastest clip since the 1980s, the stock market usually will bounce back and go on a nice little run. So on the investment advisory side of my business, I'm excited about that, as we also are able to continue to talk about the other strategies that we do to help people create an income in retirement, which is very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if past is prologue, definitely some, you know, good times to look forward to there once we get past this. And as we say often here on the show, our crystal ball is in the shop. But again, if past is prologue, that could be what is very well around the corner. So definitely some up times there to be sure if we you know, use the past as our guide. Also want to tell you folks here, you can find us on the website. Remember, TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. That's all one word, and it's advisor with an O-R, by the way, TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. Or you can go to the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search for The Buckeye Advisor there, and don't hesitate to reach out. I mean, Woody is everywhere online there, as I've said, on the socials and on the website. But you can also call him. Do it the old-fashioned way. Do 937-974-6201. That is the number. Once again, 937-974-6201. And Woody, a lot of great stuff to come up today. We're going to talk about the top financial habits of wealthy people. I did not use myself as an example of this, but one day I will. Hopefully we'll have some great little tips here for folks so they can count themselves among the wealthy. All that and more coming up here on the show over this next hour. But first, let's get things started off, shall we, with our ever famous quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this week, our words of wisdom come from Milton Friedman. And those words that he is sharing with all of us today are this, quote, "Nobody spends somebody else's money as carefully as they spend their own." it's very true. I know if somebody lends me, their credit card or something to go out and buy, I'm not necessarily going to buy the thing that's on sale, but if it's my money, boy, I want to save every penny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think that I would consider that to be accurate for, you know, gifts. There's things that I wouldn't buy myself, but if my birthday's around the corner or Father's Day's around the corner here in a couple of months, you know, I might suggest something as a gift that maybe I wouldn't buy for myself just because I'm being a cheapskate, but I might suggest it as a gift. So Mr. Friedman is well on his way to giving us another good quote of the week. And, you know, Friedman is a renowned person in the economics world. So, you know, it's a good thing to think about. And it's even better to think about how you spend your own money. And that's going to be one of the upcoming topics here very shortly in our show.
Yeah, absolutely is. And, you know, folks, wanted to say here, too, if you are, you're really ready to get more serious about what's happening with your particular money, if you want to, you know, start watching those pennies and dimes and nickels and, you know, make sure that you know where everything is going, make sure that you have a plan in place for your future, you can call or book a free consultation online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. And if you've got questions, I mean, Woody will answer them. So that's basically what it boils down to in that free consultation. And of course, we'll share more information about that as the show goes along today. Well, here we go, Woody, with our main bulk of the show today. And that is what I alluded to earlier, the top financial habits of wealthy people. This is sort of taken from an article out of Yahoo Finance, and some really great things here that are, you know, not just for the wealthy. And I think that the very first one off the top is definitely not just for the wealthy. I think everybody needs to do this, and that is to set financial goals.
Huge, huge thing. And I'll say this, Matt, I meet with some new folks usually each week, and I think people are sometimes taken aback by the fact that when we sit down and talk, that really and truly it's a conversation about their situation. And I give them a little more detailed background about myself, but it's a laid back conversation. It's really me getting acquainted with them, understanding by asking some questions, their own situation, you know, where they want to be in a certain amount of time, what's their most important two or three things they want to accomplish out of our meeting. And, you know, that drives it. But number one, set financial goals. There's no substitute for that. I mean, I'm a big believer in writing goals down, a daily goal through a to-do list, a monthly goal. Hey, I want to save a certain amount of money each month and set that aside. In addition to a 401k or 403b contribution, you know, I think it makes sense to set aside more money. We always want to have 4 to 6 months worth of our expenses on hand in an emergency fund, you know, probably in the bank, savings account, checking account, whatever, because things happen. Life happens, and we just know that. Very important. Write the goals down and then follow up on them. Make sure that just because there's a bump in the road occasionally, people can get frustrated. That's just what happens in life. People get frustrated and say, oh, well, shucks, you know, I'm off. I screwed that up and I didn't do it for 2 months and I'm just going to abandon my plan. You can't do that. Or, you know, if the stock market had a bad year like it did, don't stop contributing to your retirement plans. You got to still keep doing it. Be consistent and keep going. But those goals, short term, medium term, and then long range goals, depending on your age, and they will change. And you need to be able to make adjustments and communicate with the people that need to know that. If it's your spouse or significant other, make sure you've got all your ducks in a row and that everybody's on the same page. Because as you know, if we're in a small boat and one person's paddling one direction and the other person is paddling the other, you're not going to go forward. You're just going to probably go in a circle or a crazy direction. So get everybody on the same page, write them down, be able to make adjustments, and, you know, talk to a fiduciary advisor like myself. Make sure those goals are realistic and, you know, who will also help you stay accountable for those goals, because that's important. Having somebody to hold you accountable is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely so. And, you know, speaking of accountability, follow a budget is number two on this list. And I think that there's, you know, almost nothing better aside from, you know, having someone who is a fiduciary financial advisor in your corner working with you to keep you on track with those goals that you set. But like on a month-to-month basis, having a budget and following it is so, so important, because if you don't have one, there's chances are a lot of places that your money's going, you really have no idea when it comes right down to it until you get it all down on paper and see where it all goes. And, you know, there could be a lot of things that you're paying for each and every month that you don't even realize you're paying for. And you definitely don't realize the amount that's going toward a lot of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the crazy good thing about dealing with different subscriptions to whether it be a gym or whether it be a newspaper or whether it be some other type of magazine that you really enjoy that you, you know, whether it's a hobby related or, you know, work related or men's health or whatever the magazine, you know, it's awfully easy today to subscribe and to auto pay. And once they have you on auto pay, it's going to hit your card every month. Number one, try to pay off your credit cards every month. That's a great idea. So you can avoid the 20%+ rate of interest on those cards, unless you're doing some sort of a major purchase and you can do 6 months, same as cash, just pay it off within that time. But, you know, those auto pay things are gotchas. So, you know, look, if you're not going to the gym anymore and you have been a member of a gym for 3 years and you're not going and you're working out at home, cancel the darn membership. If you don't really read the magazine, you just throw it on the counter and then wind up recycling it or whatever, cancel the subscription. Take the extra 5 or 10 minutes and cancel it and save the money. I mean, little things like that. Again, put that budget in writing. And because, you know, sometimes people get pay increases, you get a pay increase. You know, okay, well, let's splurge a little bit. Well, no, maybe use that extra pay to pay off some debt if you have a debt that you need to pay off. So there's different things to do with the budget. Make sure it's in writing, follow it. Again, everybody on the same page, and then it will make life smoother in the long run when everybody's, you know, striving to reach the same goal. That's what you want. You want unity when it comes to thinking about retirement. And, you know, that financial stress is one of the top reasons, if not the top reason, for divorce. So, and I've seen it happen to people after 50 plus years of marriage. It's crazy to think about, but I've seen it myself. So you know, the smarter you stay together on a budget, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, definitely. So get that down in writing. Make sure that everybody is on that same page. And as part of your budget, you know, you might want to have some investments. That is number three on the list here of the habits of wealthy people, the financial habits of wealthy people, and making smart investments is key. And of course, that word smart, very key here.
Yeah, smart. I mean, our definition of smart is a little bit different. And as a hybrid financial advisor and insurance professional, you know, I do things differently. I have some very, very great tools that are given to me through Brookstone Capital Management, which is the registered investment advisory firm that I have my license under for the fiduciary side of my business. So they have some great tools that can help clients manage risk. We want to understand how much risk you're comfortable with, and we can go from there. So, you know, number one, make sure you keep doing the investing on a periodic basis, whether it be monthly, weekly, per paycheck, whatever, you know, as much as you can, so you don't necessarily have to starve yourself and eat macaroni and cheese for every dinner. Okay, so let's not take it to the extreme. But when you're committed to saving, it feels good. Pay yourself each month or whatever, and that's going to increase your long-term sustainability and improve your chances of being where you want to be, you know, when you get to that retirement end zone. Or if you just, you know, if you just retired in the last couple of years, we're talking to you too. You know, if your money is 100% in the stock market, or, and, you know, a combination of mutual funds with bonds and stocks in those mutual funds, you've had a very difficult road. And, you know, we talk a lot about replacing bonds with some of our strategies that we use here. It makes sense to consider. And, you know, that retirement red zone, 5 to 7 years before you get there, and then 5 to 7 years after, you know, those decisions you make can impact, especially when it comes to making withdrawals on a regular basis while the market's down, can really make a big impact on your long-term sustainability of your retirement money.
Yeah, absolutely can. And, you know, speaking of sustainability, one thing that people never want to think about is an emergency and being in an emergency situation. And that can be a difficult time, obviously, for anybody emotionally, physically, and all of that, depending on whatever the situation is. But if it turns out to be an emergency that requires a lot of money, you know, the house gets flooded and needs some repairs, and the insurance is only covering so much, you know, that kind of thing, any myriad things can happen. but you need to have that safety net, that security provided for you by your own money set aside for those emergencies. I know that's probably one of the first things that you'll talk about to folks in your consultations with them, Woody.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we definitely recommend 3 to 6 months, of your monthly expenses. So if your expenses are $3,000 a month, very simply multiply that by 3, 4, 5, or 6 and make sure you've got it set aside. And I can tell you what I do believe is if people that are listening today, if you're listening in your car or you're listening on your, on a podcast, relaxing on a beach somewhere, lucky you. But I think people that own a home or own a condo, especially homeowners, they realize that things happen. It's always something, it seems like, with a home. It could be a water heater one month, a few months later, something else pops up, but there's a tear in the carpet, we need new flooring, the wood flooring's got a problem. So there's always something going on, especially for homeowners. So we realize, thick central air is going to go out, the furnace is going to go out. So keep some money on hand, keep access to other forms. And again, there's some good offers out there that if you are buying a major purchase for your home, whether it be an appliance package or a home repair, these companies have gotten very savvy at making it affordable. And they sell these things on payments now on their commercials. Hey, you can get a new roof, you can get a new this, a new that for only $99 per month. Well, that's if you qualify for the financing. But then if you don't pay that off within a certain amount of time, you're going to pay a ginormous interest rate on that repair. So yeah, I mean, we want people to keep money on hand, but not too much.
Yeah, that's true. You got to make sure that you have the right amount on hand. But again, you don't want to necessarily be, putting yourself in a situation where you are struggling elsewhere financially and you've got that money sitting there. You got to strike that balance. That's why one of the reasons why it's important to speak to someone like Woody Bowling and get that amount sort of settled there and know how much needs to be set aside. Everybody's situation is different, so it's important that you get those things analyzed and taken care of there. And goes hand in hand with number 5 on our list of the financial habits of wealthy people: live below their means. I mean, it sort of should go without saying here is that, don't spend more than you bring in, but it really does bear repeating as we're talking about things like, credit cards and all of that, which can lead to you easily doing just that.
Yeah. I mean, the old story that's been told forever about the farmer in overalls going into the new car dealership and all the salespeople basically just walk past him because they underestimate him and he's really going to pay cash for his new vehicle and he's just not dressed, in any type of fancy fashion. So don't judge a book by its cover. But again, I'm not saying you can't drive a nice car necessarily, but at the same time, make it make sense and don't try to keep up with your neighbor who has 2 new cars and unbeknownst to you, they have leveraged themselves badly when it comes to 2 new vehicles, major amounts of credit card debt, et cetera. There's a lot of things going on below the surface that we don't know about with people that appear to be doing well. And sometimes they just, they don't know how to live beyond, below their means. And that's great advice. Pay your debts off, pay extra money on your principal, your mortgage every month, and try to avoid credit card debt. Those are great things to do. And if you live below your means for a long period of time, you will wind up reaping the benefits through the additional savings that you can create for yourself and building that equity in your home as well.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And what is that, the old saying there? What do you know, champagne taste and a beer budget? Is that the thing? That's what a lot of people have. And you don't realize it until you get a look under the hood of their finances. And it might on the outside appear like they just have all the nice fancy things, but under the hood, they've got all that debt that's there as well. So just be careful with that and live within your means, definitely. Well, it is just about time here for us to wrap up the first half of the show, Woody, but we got a lot more to come. Of course, we'll continue talking about the 15 habits of wealthy people, those financial habits that we've been running down, much more to the show as well after that. And of course, we'll continue with the ever famous and popular and in demand dad joke of the week. That's coming up right after the break. This is the Buckeye Advisor. Stick around.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. If you like what you're hearing, subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch videos from this program and other recent episodes. Are you concerned about market volatility, inflation, rising taxes, and how it all could affect your future in retirement? Then tune into The Buckeye Advisor with Woody Bowling to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Buckeye Advisor, Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 9, right here on 94.5 FM, The Answer. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation now at TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I am Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, who is the Buckeye Advisor. And you can give him a call at 937-974-6201 to schedule a free consultation. That's 937-974-6201. Or you can visit us online, TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. That's all one word, and advisor with an O-R, TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com.
Oh, sure. You can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
All right, Woody, it is that time once again. I know the calls come in each and every week demanding to hear a new dad joke. And I know you always tell them, okay, you got to wait for the show. I can't reveal it before the show. So now is that all important time that people have been waiting for. Lay on us the dad joke of the week.
Well, we are back to the usual dad joke type format this week. Matt, how do celebrities stay cool?
Most of them are just cool to begin with. So I don't know. How do celebrities stay cool?
Because they have many fans.
I really need a rim shot sound effect for this.
We do. We got to get one.
I really do.
We've got a lot of other things. I mean, the work that's been put in around the show, I hope the listeners appreciate it. We've got the introduction to the dad joke, the introduction to other segments, you know, some great stuff, the rim shot, but hopefully you enjoyed that joke. Retell it. I don't have any trademarks whatsoever and enjoy. And if you didn't care for it as much, or if you loved it so much, you can't wait. Either way, come back next week. And we'll do it again, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, if you love it, tell your friends. If you didn't love it, just keep your mouth shut. All right. Or just tell them to listen to the Buckeye Advisor either way. And we'll go for that. But as we continue on here, Woody, with the show, we've been talking about the 15 financial habits of wealthy people. And the reason that we're going through these, of course, is to share with you, the listener, information and tips that might be helpful for you in your own situation. Because if these are things that wealthy people do, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to have a ton of money to be able to do these things, right? These are financial habits that could help you get to a point where you consider yourself wealthy or you are, in a better position financially than you're currently in. So mm-hmm. Right now we're on number 6 on the list. And actually just I'm going to run down the top 5 here that we've already gone through. That's set financial goals, follow a budget, make smart investments, save for emergencies, and live below your means. Number 6 on this list is take advantage of benefits. And we're talking about the employer offered benefits, right?
Correct. I think most people do that, you know, to their knowledge, but sometimes where I would say is sometimes people will miss the mark because they're not able or they don't think to max out that 401k contribution or 403b contribution. You know, if your employer will match up to a certain level, please go to that level. Let the employer do their full match. So that's a very important area. And if you have a 401k or 403b retirement plan through an employer that you were at for many years, and then you left and you're doing something different now, and you just haven't taken the time to do anything with it. We call that a stray 401k, meaning it really doesn't have a home that cares about it. The ex-employer doesn't care about it. They're going to keep it where it was. So regardless of your age, 50s, 40s, 60s, you know, give me a call. Let's talk about, let's sit down and talk about this ex-employer's 401k, because you need to really help it find a new home. We can move it over to an IRA for you. Maybe it makes sense to consider a Roth IRA and get the future taxation away from it. So different things we can help with. But yeah, benefits, whether it's health insurance, 401k, life insurance, if the company offers, especially if you've got some health issues and they offer, typically you can upgrade your life insurance. That's an area where people sometimes miss out on because they might have a little bit of trouble getting life insurance outside the workplace through a group plan. It might make sense to up that if it's available, because normally it's going to be very cheap because it's a term life written through a group. So they're going to have to take it.
And you know, you're speaking of those orphan 401ks, those stray 401ks, otherwise known as. I actually just had a friend, actually my cousin, I had coffee with him last week, and we got to talking about financial things. I was telling him about the work that I've been doing because I hadn't seen him in a while. And he was talking about, he had found an app, a service that actually will help find if there are stray 401ks out there from old jobs that you don't even know about. And he actually had one there with tens of thousands of dollars in this 401k from a previous employer that he had just kind of forgotten about because it had been years, but the money had been sitting there and it had been, sitting in that investment account and growing, but not, in anywhere. Is very out of sight, out of mind. So it can be easy to do. It's definitely something to check out there. So definitely
good for him.
Do that.
So good for him. And the technology can be amazing that's available today like that to help track down an old 401k. It's amazing what they can do, but good for your cousin. That's excellent.
Yeah, it's good news there. And number seven is not something that people really ever like to talk about. We've just been through tax season here over the past couple of weeks, but the number seven habit of wealthy people, financial habit of wealthy people, is to strategize for taxes. So what do we mean when we say strategize for taxes here, Woody?
Well, the primary thing is if you can come up with enough deductions on your own that you will exceed the standard deduction that's given each year to married and individual filers, then it makes sense to strategize by itemizing your expenses, and you're going to get a better tax deal. So that's part of it. If your taxes are pretty darn simple and you don't itemize and you get a W-2, you and your spouse or yourself, you just get a W-2, there's no Social Security earnings, none of that. I mean, and you're an empty nester. I mean, why would you pay somebody $200 or $300 to do your taxes when you could probably do it yourself online for free? So, there's some savings. I'm not discounting what tax professionals can do because they are valuable. I have somebody doing mine. I'm self-employed. I have someone doing mine every year for the last 12, 14 years. So that, I don't want to discount the importance of a tax professional, but if you have a easy situation, there's an opportunity to save some money and you can still get your refund sent to you very quickly because the IRS is going to process it with no problem. Also, part of your strategy for taxes might be looking at a Roth conversion of a 401k or an IRA that you currently possess. We've got software available that we can run the numbers and determine if it makes sense to convert some of that retirement money that has never been taxed. It might make sense to convert it all in 1 year or over a 3 or 4 year period. That's what a good fiduciary advisor can help you do. And I'm happy to help people look at that.
Yeah. And then if you are able to do that, and if it makes sense for your situation, then that money will grow tax-free. And then you will be able to, make the withdrawals in retirement tax-free as well. So it's could be a win-win there for you and really be advantageous for your particular tax situation. Number eight on the list is something that I feel like can get overlooked just by its very nature, and that is to grow passive income. And I love this statement here about working smarter, not harder, because I think that is something that we can probably all do. You know, I think just in life, we like to stay busy. We like to do things maybe the way that we've always done them out of habit. But if there's a way to do things smarter, not harder, then I think we should take advantage of that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the other thing that people, our listeners, should keep in mind, it can be a double-edged sword. So we want to be careful because of your current tax bracket, and then you go creating a bunch of additional revenue, that could be, you know, more tax in your bucket. The other thing people can do is if you have a substantial amount of savings that's you're not earning a lot of interest on, or maybe you're getting, if your investment accounts and your market's been down the last 16 months. So, you know, maybe it makes sense to look at a fixed indexed annuities because, Matt, for a fixed indexed annuity that's non-qualified, meaning it's not retirement money, if you invest in an annuity, you know, it's an insurance-based product that's going to provide principal protection, market-like growth, depending on the index. The earnings in that fixed indexed annuity are tax deferred. So there's another avenue, another angle on this passive income thing to look at, because certain people might want to actually reduce their income a little bit or keep it steady based on their own or their current earnings. But growing passive income, there's nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people that own rental property. They are able to write off a lot through the rental properties. So royalty income, all those different areas. And there's people that are a lot more creative than myself at finding these different opportunities. But once they found them, you know, it is important to make sure that you are considering all the tax implications that come along with it.
Absolutely so. And that, you know, the tax implications, definitely a big consideration there. But hey, if you want some mailbox money and it's not going to throw your, tax situation into a tizzy, then absolutely, that could be a thing for you. And a lot of wealthy people do it. Well, number 9 on the list of financial habits of wealthy people, work with financial professionals. Woody, you're the financial professional around here, so I'll just let you talk about this one.
Well, Matt, I agree with that. I've run into the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've run into a couple of different folks that do a lot of their own investing, and they actually consider it to be a part-time hobby. But they also, at the same time, as they start coming down that final stretch towards retirement, they are ready to hand off the baton to someone like myself. And certainly I enjoy that. That's what I do. And as a hybrid advisor, we're going to try to take advantage of safe opportunities, smart risk, smart safe. We want to look at opportunities to create income for our clients in retirement. And we want to try to do it as tax efficiently as we can. But we're also going to help you reduce that stress that comes with doing your own investing. I also run into people that have investments in 4 or 5 different places. You know, they use 4 or 5 different banks, and that might be a little too much. So if you're listening and you do all that, you know, consider giving me a call, 937-974-6201. Let's sit down and talk about your situation. And, you know, maybe we'll come up with some good ideas. Let's get to know each other, see if it might be a fit for us to work together. And I'll offer you some advice as to pertaining to your overall situation. And, you know, it's a good idea for people to talk to a financial professional, and really one that can understand everything from Medicare or health insurance to life insurance to long-term care and investments. When you get everything all inclusive rolled into one, I can really help walk you through the entire process, and you have one point of contact that can help make all those things clear.
Yeah, and that's right. Absolutely great to have all of those as a kind of a one-stop shop. And if you would like to get in touch with Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, well, you can just go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is the website. It's all one word, the Buckeye Advisor with an O-R at the end, .com, or call him at 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, as we continue on now with our list of the 15 financial habits of wealthy people, number 10 is, here's that word again, smart. We're making smart purchases now.
Right. And the old joke, I think, with husbands and wives is the wife comes home with a bag full of goods and says, all of these were on sale. Look how much money I save. So, well, if you had 12 things like it in your closet, and this applies for men too, you didn't save money. So that should go without saying. I would say give yourself some time to consider purchases. That helps me in my shopping sometimes. And also when you go shopping, if you have something very specific that you're looking for, stick to that and try not to get distracted to the other aisles. Stick on what you're looking for, purchase it if you already have it in mind and you can find it, and then get out.
Yeah, make that list, go in, buy the things on the list, and go back out. That's
correct.
Eye on the prize there. And really kind of going hand in hand with that is number 11 on this list, Woody, use less credit. This is where, you know, we mentioned it, touched on it a little bit before. It can just get people in a lot of trouble if they use too much credit.
Yeah, credit cards are easy to use. I mean, pull it out, use it, boom. Even if you're in a cash crunch, people will tend to do that. I recommend if you're going to use credit cards, try to pay them off monthly if you can. If at all possible, please try to do that. And if you're making big purchases, you know, so many credit cards offer, they'll send you a few blank checks every so often and say you can make a major purchase with 0% interest for this many months. That's a great way to buy things. I've done it for furniture and different things over the last few years. Just pay it off within the time frame, you know. Divide the number by how many months and pay that much each month and have that discipline, and you'll have it all paid off, you know, in the right amount of time. And in the long run, that's a great practice.
Yeah, it really can be, and a convenient way to do things. Just got to keep on top of it. This is part of that too. Number 12 on this list is monitor your finances or work with someone who is going to do it for you. I mean, you got to keep an eye on exactly where everything is going.
Yeah, no doubt. And as a financial professional, that's what I do, you know, two or three times a day in the morning, then during the day, and then in the evening when everything's done. You know, I'm looking at client accounts that have their investment strategies through me. We're going to monitor those each day. We're going to have calls every few months to talk about how things are going. Is it moving in the right direction? Where do we stand? My phone's always on. People can contact me. That's what we do. You got to keep track of things, make sure that you're on the right path to where you want to be. And again, I had a conversation with somebody this week. He said, Woody, you know, I don't have the number that I wanted to have. And I said, that's okay. Most people don't. But how much income can we create out of this by taking a portion of these savings? And we're going to create an income that's going to be really good to supplement his Social Security when he's ready in 5 years. So he's very happy about that idea. So listen, if you're not where you think you should be, life happens. We understand that. So just remember, if you congratulate yourself on what you have been able to do and accomplish, and forget it. Do your best, congratulate yourself, and then let me help you determine what we can do with what you've been able to save and accomplish, and let's structure it so you have a good retirement, because that's very, very possible on less than the big number that you expected.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to, you know, what we talk about quite a bit is it's about income in retirement, not about that big number that you might have always imagined in your mind. Another thing here, Woody, that is on the list of the financial habits of wealthy people: stay up to date on economic conditions. We try to do that a little bit here on the show, but of course you need to, you know, just really stay in the loop as you are trying to grow your wealth.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, reading, there's so many different sources for financial information and economic. I mean, just the daily news, watch it for a half an hour. That's all you need. Watch it, turn it off. Don't stay glued to Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. You know, I can tell you there's people that stay glued to those shows and those stations all day long and listen to all the doom and gloom and all the name calling and politics and the other side's an idiot and this and that and the other. It's just a lot of negativity. So I recommend you limit your screen time on those channels. You know, the sad thing is our country's very polarized, but watch the local news. you'll find out each day about what's going on with rates, with the stock market, all these things. And that's what you need. And then you need an advisor to help you, you know, keep an eye on things as well.
Yeah. Having worked in local news at TV and radio stations and stuff for years and years, I can tell you some of the hardest working people that I know and really just want to bring you the information that matters to you. And that's really all that it's about. So I am right there 100% with you. Watch it for a half hour and don't get too caught up in all the other name calling and all that stuff. So staying up to date on economic conditions is number 13. Number 14 is take educated risks. You know, we talk about this when we talk about the smart retirement plan. We did that series not all that long ago. And that's sort of the kind of the smart risk portion of that whole conversation, right?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about smart risk a lot, smart safe. Talk to us. We'll help shed some more light on it for you. Listen to some of our other episodes. You know, this list is a long one. So we're plugging along, trying to get through this list this week. It's a long one. But yeah, it be smart about what you're doing. Having too much money in the market or too much money in the bank, both of those are extremes, and they both can be harmful to your financial health during and before retirement. So that's why we want to strike the right balance.
Yeah, definitely want to keep that strike that right balance, as you say. And as we try and, you know, wrap up our list here, taking educated risk, of course, number 14 on the list. So number 15, the very last point here on our list of the 15 financial habits of wealthy people, hire help when it makes sense. This one's one that I can't stress enough because I, you know so many people who just will try to go it alone and think that they're all right. And maybe they are, but maybe they're not.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm definitely one of those. I don't have a lot of skill sets in regards to building things, fixing things. So for me, it makes complete financial sense to hire someone who has the expertise, can get the job done quickly and efficiently. I'm happy. And more importantly, my wife's happy. So that is the most important thing. Happy wife, happy life. I try to live by that most of the time, although she may disagree.
There you go. Well, that is very good. And you know, keep your wife happy or keep your spouse happy out there, folks. Hire some help when it makes sense for you. And I know a guy, his name's Woody Bowling, and you can get in touch with him at thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can call him at 937-974-6201.
It's This Week in History.
And as we like to do pretty much every time we get together here on the Buckeye Advisor, we like to talk about where we've been. Because, you know, if you don't know where you've been, how can you know where you're going, right? That's kind of the old adage there. But this week in history, boy, some big dates here. This date on April 29th, that is 1933, the country music musician Willie Nelson was born. I, you know, think of Willie Nelson and I immediately think of On the Road Again. That song, is just one that's kind of an earworm and it'll get stuck in your head. And, boy, talk about a legendary guy these days.
I thought you were going to say, when you think of Willie Nelson, you think of one thing, and that was going to be cannabis.
Well, that, you know, there is that
a cloud of smoke surrounding him.
That's, yes, that too.
He's amazing. A lot of fun. The guy is an American icon. Wow. Love Willie. Also born this week in 1954, Mr. Jerry Seinfeld. And I got to tell you, that show lives on in reruns, of course, through syndication, but I am guilty of still watching it and still laughing as hard as I did at the original show when they came on. You know, I think it was on from 1989 to 1998. Very, won a lot of awards. Seinfeld's funny. I've seen him in person. Just has a whole different take on life. And that show was so unique with the cast of characters. Kramer being my favorite, along with George Costanza. Just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I remember one of my favorites is the episode where George decides that he is read somewhere or something. I forget what the setup was, but he's like, you know, if you're in a meeting or you're in a gathering of people, always leave them wanting more. And so he would like tell a joke or say something that was really funny and then just immediately get up and leave. Oh, I love it. It's just
good stuff. Funny. And they did all that humor without any cursing, yeah, without having to be profane. And, you know, that clean humor is something that America, I think, is missing these days. But hey, Seinfeld was a great run, and it still lives on. Absolutely. And he's still getting paid for it.
Yeah, well, he's bringing it in. And one more here, Woody, before we have to split for this week's show. On this date, April 30th in 1939, National Broadcasting Company, NBC, was the first made the first public television broadcast in the U.S. at the New York World's Fair back in 1939. Just became one of the biggest networks in the country. And of course, still going strong today. So CBS, ABC, NBC, kind of the big three there, along with Fox Broadcasting as well. And has been around for decades and decades. So
they're still going strong, but they also have a lot of competition on cable now.
Oh yeah.
So it's a different world. And but I am proud to have been here again this week. I think that we've delivered another quality show for our listeners. If you're listening, hope you enjoyed it. Come back and join us next week. Matt, I appreciate you very much, and thank you for joining us again. And, we hope that you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, Matt, as well as the listeners.
Thank you, Woody. Yeah, same to you, and we'll talk at you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.